Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening to all of you. This is Bernard Johnson. I want to welcome you to the Blog Talk Line. Amen. This is Thursday night, and we praise God for all of you on the line. Our platform for this line basically is to give God the praise that he has not received for centuries, for eras. Amen. People across the world have always approached him as a give me, give me, give me God. God, I need this, I need that, I need this, I need that. And we have discovered that the more you thank him, the more he'll bless you. Huh? There is a blessing in just giving God praise. See, praise is your a weapon against the enemy. He cannot stand to hear you praise God. No. So praise is your defense weapon. And when you begin to praise the Lord, the enemy can't stand it. So we have come upon this platform to give God 1,000 thank yous each night. And with people joining us all around the world, there are over 2 billion praises going up unto the Lord in Africa, Asia, India, Brazil, Afghanistan, Jerusalem, Jordan, and I can just keep on naming everywhere. People are being taught through this First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Line how to thank him 1,000 times and what thanking him 1,000 times will do for you and for them. Amen. God began to show me that he's taking people back to the old church where they used to praise him. And the praise would go up all at one time. Just praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And people were praising God when God understood every word that was being ushered up to him, every praise that was being ushered up to him. And they praised him all at one time, and God understood every praise. He said, tell the people that when you thank him like that over and over again, it's just like in the old church as they were receiving the Holy Ghost. He said, tell you and remind you that they thanked him like that. Thank you, thank you, thank you. One on one side, one on the other. Thank you, thank you. Say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. The people didn't have a problem with that. In fact, they got the Holy Ghost, many, that way. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And they received the Holy Ghost. Amen. So God said that it brings about a spiritualness rather than a natural. Yeah, it moves you into the spiritual rather than the natural. It really does. Oh, my God. When you come up, many times when they came up, they were in the natural. But after they thanked God a while, they moved from the natural to the spiritual. And that's what it does for you. It moves you from the natural to the spiritual. Then he said, just remind you that in the old church, when they, I was a little boy, but I remembered, when they moved from the natural to the spiritual. I had that wrong a moment ago. It moves you from the natural to the spiritual. I think you understand what I was saying. But God began to show me that it not only moves you from the natural to the spiritual, but he said, repeat this over and over again. I began to wonder why, and God began to show me that his word tells us to repeat things over and over again. Yeah, in the third chapter of Philippians. Yeah. Paul himself, the apostle, wanted the things that he was teaching to be repeated over and over again, not for flesh, but for the spirit, to get that in the hearts of the people. So God said, tell you that it not only moves you from the natural to the spiritual, but also, secondly, it causes and ushers you into the presence of the Lord. When you thank him like that, if you get it from your heart, it will usher in the presence of the Lord. Amen. My God. In that old church, as God is taking us back there, it looks like. presence of the Lord fell on the people, and they began to weep and cry and began to thank him from their hearts. And, oh, my God, the Holy Ghost fell in that place as never before. Then, on top of that, thank you, Jesus, it motivated people around them in the old church to start thanking God like that. Yeah. How many times have you, if you've been around people and you start thanking God like that over and over again, how many times have you motivated people around you to start thanking him? They want to thank him. That's what happened in the old church. Yeah. That teenager on the altar was being watched by somebody, and when they start getting serious about the Lord, all the teenagers got serious. Many of them got saved, filled with the Holy Ghost. So it motivates people. It ushers in the presence of God. And it positions you to receive a miracle from God. How can you thank God 1,000 times and God not take note of you? If you thank him from your heart, he will take note of you. And it will position you to receive a miracle from the Lord. Amen. Once you make your request known unto him, this is what we teach on this line, that faith is really not thanking God and believing God after you get the doctor's notice. No. Faith is making your request known unto God and then believing him in advance for the miracle. One of the symbols you exemplifies to thank him in advance for what he's doing for you and how he's doing it. Amen. So we thank him in advance. You make your request known, Lord. I have an illness in my body. I'm asking you to give me a miracle, and you pray and ask him to heal you completely. Then start thanking him in advance for healing your body. You just made the request known. Thank him, like it's already done. He sees your faith, and let me tell you something. Faith moves God. He sees your faith, and it moves him to give you that miracle. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I'm going to pray, and I don't know if Ambassador Pfeiffer is on here, but she helps me on Thursday nights. And I'm going to ask her to lead us in the thank yous a while, and I'll come back and join you. Let's pray. Make your request known unto the Lord, whatever it may be. And when you make that request, I'm going to pray. I'll give you a moment to do that. The music behind you as you make your request known unto the Lord. And then I'll pray, and then we'll begin to. All right? God bless you. We love you. Let's pray right now. Heavenly Father, we thank you for what you've done, for your blessings on this block line. God, you've done exceeding abundantly above all we ask or even think. And yet, in my spirit, in my mind, in my soul, I feel as though it's only the beginning. You moved us from 3 people all the way up to more than 90 million listeners. God, we humbly approach you and thank you for it. But I think in the spirit realm, not think, but I feel you in the spirit realm, saying that this is only beginning. For some time ago, you said to me, we have not had our day. And then you said, my, what a day. And then you said, my, my. And then the third one came back to us, my, my, my. What a day. God, I believe you're going to bless us through whatever means you dictate to us, Lord. That it shall be for your glory, for your purpose, for your goals, and for your honor. We give you the glory and the praise for it. I know your voice. You said, my sheep know my voice. For a stranger they will not, for they know not the voice of the stranger, but will follow the voice of the shepherd. So I hear your voice saying these things. If it's your voice, it'll come to pass. It will, because it is your voice. And I want to thank you in advance for it. God, and all these requests that have been made unto you, I'm thanking you in advance for them. Amen. I want, in Jesus' name I pray, for the glory of God, in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen, amen. I want Ambassador Pfeiffer, if you're there, if you would lead our praises tonight. If you're there, the line is open to you. All right, God bless you. Let's begin to praise the Lord and thank him a thousand times. Lord, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jes
Thank you, Lord. for God is worthy of preeminent honor.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, thank you,
thank you,
Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, we come into your Jesus, with humility, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Do your way, Lord God. Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. And you have them, Lord, right on the
come,
thank you tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Your mercies are new every morning. Oh, God, new mercies.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for your love, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank
glory.
Lord
God, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Oh,
thank you.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you tonight, Lord. We praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Tomorrow night. Amen. Join us if you will. Please
please don't be angry with us, but I'm just trying to be respectful of what they allowed us to have on this block line.
Amen. Amen.
Let me get my address. If you want to reach me, I'm at P.O. Box 26593, Overland Park, Kansas, 66225. That's Bernard Johnson with the V like victory. B-E-R-N-A-R-D, Bernard Johnson, P.O. Box 26593, Overland Park, Kansas, and you can reach me there. God bless all of you. May you have a wonderful night, and may something good happen to you between tonight and tomorrow night. Remember, what you're going through, don't worry about it. I got a feeling everything's going to be all right.
Amen.
Amen. Good night, everyone.
Good night. God bless you.
Good night. Good night.
of you, and have a wonderful night. God bless you.